This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, a very, very somber day after hearing that four cops got shot in three different states during one of the bloodiest Sundays for police nationwide. And, you know, when you see this, you're wondering, why. This is supposed to be one of the greatest countries ever, and our cops and our police officers and our first responders should be revered. And to see them gunned down like this is it's sad, it's frustrating, and you know, it makes me want to call the Israelis to come over here and teach us how to deal with this problem, because this is not, this can't last. They say a man suspected of executing a San Antonio police officer late Sunday morning staked out police headquarters just hours before the shooting and briefly gained access to a vestibule of the building before quickly leaving. Apparently, I don't think they have caught the unnamed suspect in the ambush killing of Detective Benjamin Marconi, 50 years old, a 20-year veteran. Marconi was the first of four police officers in three states shot during a what they think is an unconnected shooting spree. Three of the incidents appear to be targeted attacks and involved law enforcement officers sitting unsuspectingly in their patrol cars, either waiting in traffic or after pulling vehicles over in traffic stops. According to San Antonio Police Chief William McManus, said on Monday of the Texas case, I think the uniform was the target, and the person who happened along was the person he targeted, as opposed to these being specific hits. Police in that investigation are searching for a 2009 to 2012 black Mitsubishi Galant with black rims that was believed to be driven by the suspected gunman. Early Monday, San Antonio authorities released video surveillance footage showing the man outside police headquarters. He is seen speaking to a clerk on the intercom before being let in to the vestibule, but the man only stayed a short time before leaving, and McManus went in detail what the suspect said. He only asked a question. He said, I don't know why he was in headquarters. We have some ideas why we believe he may have been headquarters, but we're not sure. 4 hours later, the man is suspected of killing Marconi as Marconi sat in his patrol car across the police headquarters writing the ticket at 11:45. While Marconi was in the squad car, a vehicle thought to be driven by the suspect pulled up behind him. A man got out and shot him twice in the head. The final shot was fired as the assailant reached inside Marconi's passenger window to shoot the father of two at close range. This is, I don't even know what to say. And I didn't want to start the show talking about this, but something has got to be done. And, you know, we talk about gun violence and we talk about the guns being in the wrong hands. And this is an example of the guns being in the wrong hands. And, you know, when you look at some of these places where these happened, you know, these aren't, you know, very freewheeling, you know, easy, light gun laws. You know, many of these shootings that we've seen are in places where there are no gun zones. These are very restricted. So, the bad guys are getting controls of guns. They're deciding to get up and go around and shoot cops. And this anti-cop, this anti-police officer trend right now, and this I don't know what else to call it. It's psychosis. Unfortunately, is becoming an epidemic. You know, we talk about Zika, we talk about Ebola, we talk about the flu, and we just don't spend enough time talking about how we need to save our police officers. They say a St. Louis police sergeant was shot twice in the face at 7:30 p.m. Sunday night. He is expected to survive, but he's in the hospital in critical condition. He's a 46-year-old officer. He is a married father of three. Marconi was also a married father of three. The officer was driving down the road, was ambushed by an individual who pointed a gun at him from inside of his car and shot out the police officer's window. The gunman was later killed after he shot at other officers who returned fire. No officers were injured during that encounter. Then there was an officer in Sanibel, Florida, who was shot and injured during a similar incident when a person fired at the officer as he sat in the patrol car after finishing a traffic stop. The officers fired back at the suspect, who was eventually taken into custody. Then an officer in Gladstone, Missouri, sustained non-life-threatening injuries during a struggle with a man in his late teens who had fled from a traffic stop, and during the tussle, the man revealed a handgun. So the shootings, obviously, I don't want to say obviously, but it appears like the shootings are in response to some of the fatal police shootings that happened of men in Minnesota, Louisiana, et cetera. And it seems like people have gotten momentum from the movement that happened as the Dallas five officers had been killed and shot by a gunman. And I don't know who thinks these people are heroes and why they feel they want to take these actions on themselves. But I would say, you know, we need to approach this as we would approach war. Okay, as wartime, I think we are kitten gloving and pussyfooting around the situation. We have people that are out there, right, you know, trying to gun down our cops. Remember there were these shootings? Remember, I think it was a dad and a kid who were snipers that were just shooting at random people? And did you see how the country went ape crazy to get these people and to stop them? Why don't we have that same passion? Why don't we have that same voraciousness to get these people who are killing officers? I don't, you know, they get reported like, an officer shooting. Okay, this is, I believe, very connected. Maybe the two people aren't talking to each other, but they, you know, face to face, but I believe these shooting sprees are connected. And I think an idiot wouldn't see this. And there are people that are plotting to shoot down our officers. These are very well calculated, and it almost seems like every week somebody is getting murdered. So we need to stop this. Whether it's a terrorist, whether it's domestic, we treat it the same way. You know, poor officers. Now you can't come up to an officer going, "Hi, yeah." You can't come up to an officer. The officer is going to think you're going to kill him. If this is supposed to stop, you know, shootings, I don't see how that's going to happen. These officers need to protect themselves. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. And when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to the group of guys that are working on my show. Oh, we got so many men working on my show. We got Manny. We got Andy. I think we got Blake, Nathan. I think Tom's on vacation. So apparently when Tom leaves, we need like 4 guys to work on the show. I love it. I love it. Listen, all hands on deck. I love it. Thank you guys for helping make the show happen. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, Joseph from Henderson, Nevada writes, man's innate desire to kill is the subject. He says, you discuss how we are animals. That theory would hold true in all the rampant murders, such as the one last night. Please discuss the... Apparently, somebody got stabbed in their sleep where I live, not where I live personally, but in Las Vegas, Nevada. Apparently somebody got stabbed in their sleep. I'm not too sure. I've been so busy looking at national news that I haven't looked at what happened locally. But, you know, we can discuss this as we're also talking about the cop killings that have happened. Man's innate desire to kill. Do men or women, obviously, men, women, this is humans. Okay, the subject should be humans. Innate desire to kill. Do humans want to kill? Is this something that we've been designed to do, that we were supposed to do since caveman days, and we don't get to do, so it comes out as shooting sprees, as murders, as these violent crimes. It's interesting. We talk about basic passions. You know, we've talked about this with monogamy, where there's many animal species where, there's a few animal species where you see monogamy. I think dolphins, and I'm trying to think who else. Humans are supposed to. But in most animal kingdoms, no. The man will go to one female, then go to another female, go to another female. And so here we are in modern times confining men to only be with one wife, like me, a very nagging, annoying wife, never leg-shaved wife, okay? And so you wonder if the pressure cooker is going to blow. And that's why we do see many people cheat. I mean, luckily my husband's never cheated, not that I know of. You definitely see some condensation occur because of, or leaks, because of, man being confined to a behavior that's not innate or instinctive to them. But we don't talk about murder. We don't talk about killing. Is it in our instinct, in our instinctive nature to want to kill? Now, some of you would say, no, but let's stop and think about a time when you were really mad at somebody. You were so mad at them that you wish something happened to them. Now, road rage is a very mild example of people who would really like to do something harmful. But they hold it back. They hold it back. I mean, a very, very educated, not educated in terms of college, but a very intelligent, educated, well-controlled individual will not run a person off a road. But that same individual could think, oh, I hope they hit that pole and flip half a dozen times. And we need to be honest with ourselves, okay? And I'm not saying I want everybody to admit they're a murderer, okay? I'm not saying that. But you need to actually think, all right, to understand what could be going on here. Because if we don't understand what the bad guy is thinking, we're not going to be able to stop bad guys or bad girls, okay? So when you're mad, okay, and you're mad about something, you could be mad, you could vent your frustration, etc. But when it really starts to get ugly is when you don't have the control, right? When you don't have the control, let's just look at somebody with road rage. Somebody cuts you off to the point where you almost get into an accident. All right, you had to panic. You had to, all your groceries fell to the floor of the car because you had to slam on your brakes. Now you hit a stoplight and that car is long gone. You may wish them bad, okay? You may not cause the bad, but you may wish them bad, not because they made you, if they were in front of you and you felt like you could honk and you felt like you could yell, you wouldn't be as mad as them getting away with it. So when somebody feels like they don't have control, they start reaching for nuclear bombs as opposed to little BBs. That's what you also see in fights between couples. Okay? If a wife thinks she can control her husband and say, look, I'm just not going to sleep with you. Or I'm going to make you sleep on the couch. Problem solved. Okay, remember in the olden days? Guys would have to sleep on the couch and it was done. Now, oh hell to the no. Now, you know, the less ability to solve and to come up with a satisfying solution seems to cause more and more what's the word I'm trying to look for? I apologize. I wasn't very lingual in school, as you could tell. Even lingual isn't the proper word. Things start to boil over. So let's say I threaten my husband that I'm going to leave and take the kids. Okay? Hypothetically. And that husband thinks she could actually do it. Okay? His choice is to either talk me out of it or his choice is to bring in the big guns. You know, this is what's happening. So now you have a group of individuals who feel like they don't have control. And it may not so much be specific with the police situation. They may be mad about something else and just want to kill something. They may just want to kill. You know, I've never hunted. And I've never done that. But I could understand why it is such a popular sport, because you get to go out there and you get to be in the wild and you get to find something that you want. I still don't get it. Not a little, you know, deer, not a little innocent doe-eyed little deer. I still don't get that. But where I would like to hunt is if I was out in the wild and something was attacking me, and not that I, like an unprovoked attack, and I see some mean, I don't know, rhinoceros come at me, and it can't be a cute little animal, and I don't want that rhinoceros to get me, and I pull the gun and I shoot, that's where I could see it could be very, very, I guess advantageous or satisfying. Other than that, I haven't really hunted. You know, like with fish, I'll fish and I'll throw the fish back. That's just me. Okay, I'm a weenie, but I just do that. But I gotta tell you, sometimes I like getting the fish. So I love fishing. I love it. I don't like to eat fish, so I throw them back. Then I feel bad that they have a boo-boo because of the hook. But, I feel like man's need to hunt or man's need to, you know, exert themselves may be so instinctive that people that don't get to do certain things, and I'm not saying you don't get to fish so you turn into a mass murderer, but I think so many people have that desire to kill something that it blows over. So what's the answer? How do we stop people from shooting our cops in cold blood? I don't know. But I think the cops are going to have to step it up. I think they have to protect themselves. For them to protect us, they got to protect themselves. You do no good to others if you're at risk and you're a victim. We learn this in basic life support, advanced life support, basic first aid. You becoming a victim helps nobody else. And they need to protect themselves. And God bless them for what they do. And you have people out there that just want to kill. And they want to kill so much that they don't mind being killed themselves. Is it drugs? We used to blame drugs. I bet you most of these people aren't even on drugs when they do it. These are very well calculated. These are very well, you know, somebody on drugs doing something rampant. Like, you know, but James Holmes, the Aurora, Colorado shooter, getting dressed up, figuring out the night, buying the ticket, Jimmy Riggies in his house, booby trapping the house. These are people very well calculated that I don't think it's just, they dropped some ass and then they decided to do this. So these are people that want to kill, and they are among us. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Did you know your your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so Thanksgiving is coming up. Yee-haw, yay, Thanksgiving. Some of us really, really like the holiday. The rest of us, we don't. All right, we don't. The family's coming. You got to deal with the in-laws. Many of us don't even really like turkey. I mean, I like steak. I'm really not a turkey eater. I mean, maybe the dark meat. I don't like green bean casserole.
I don't like pumpkin pie. So a lot of times what we do is, because we got the family coming and we know we're going to be outnumbered, even if it's our own family, what we end up doing is we invite our pets. I'm going to be going out to Thanksgiving. We're going to be going to Phoenix. I kind of grew up in Phoenix, so I'm pretty excited about that. But I am definitely bringing my kitty cats. I just don't want to be outnumbered. So the dog's going to go to his doggy daycare, and we're going to bring two of the four kitty cats. Okay, the cats aren't too happy with it, but, you know. Now, many of us that do have pets, okay, we love to feed our pets goodies, right, from Thanksgiving. But we forget that there's a lot of Thanksgiving foods that our kitty cats are not allowed to eat. So, like, you know, for example, not even our kitty cats, or dogs, etc. And sometimes it's not even what they eat, but it's how much. So dogs, especially, like my dog is very, very smart. Whenever we have people over, he first comes to me to get some table scrapings. Okay? And I'm like, oh, bad boy, move sushi, leave me alone. I already fed you. You already had enough. No more. Okay, so then he goes away and he sulks. Then he starts to go up to somebody else, like 5-10 minutes later. That somebody else is like, oh, you look hungry, here. Then, okay, he goes, he takes that, then he comes back another 10 minutes later. So by the time that night is over, that dog has visited about 13 different people and got a bunch of goodies. That could be pretty toxic. So let's quickly review what dogs and cats, let's say you bring your fish, right, to Thanksgiving, what your fish can eat in terms of Thanksgiving table scrapings. And we'll also talk about even the parakeet. What other pets does everybody have? Well, we got parakeets. We have, my kids had a scorpion. They had a pet scorpion. That was ridiculous. That should have never even happened. I don't even know why I let them bring them to the house, but they did. Here we go. So dogs. Dogs. According to the American Kennel Club, they can eat turkey, they can eat chicken, they can eat beef. But what you got to do is you got to remove the skin and you got to remove the fat, because excess fat can cause pancreatitis. If they swallow any bones in that meat, it can perforate the intestine. So, you're like, Dahlia, I know. Yeah, but does that little 3-year-old nephew of yours know? That 3-year-old nephew may see you feeding the dog, or that 3-year-old nephew, by the way, little kids can speak dog, you know that. The reason why the dogs go up to the little kids is because they know that, the little kid understands them. So that little kid will hand him like a whole, I don't know, chicken wing. Don't let that happen. Anyway, they can eat ham, they can eat shrimp, they can eat salmon, they can eat eggs, they can eat cheese, they can eat peanut butter, they can eat bread, as long as there's no raisins, right? Because raisins are toxic to dogs. They can eat popcorn. They can eat corn, they can eat honey, they can eat coconut. And for those of you guys who want to write all this down, I wrote this in my blog and my article. It's on my Facebook. It's on my Twitter page. Thanksgiving foods your pets can and cannot eat. So visit my website. It's also on my website, so you can see that there. Now, what do we need to avoid in dogs? Well, you got to avoid a variety of things because of the, let me see here, like, for example, chocolate. Okay, chocolate contains methylxanthines. Methylxanthines are stimulants, okay, such as theobromine. And dark chocolate is even worse than milk chocolate. So this could induce diarrhea, vomiting, anticholinergic type responses. They could have seizures, irregular heart function. They could even die. You do not let your dog ingest chocolate, okay? Don't let them eat cinnamon. Cinnamon has cinnamon and its oils, I guess, irritate the inside of their mouth. It makes them uncomfortable and sick. Remember that cinnamon challenge that kids were doing where they would snort cinnamon? Very bad. Plus, it could mess with their sugar. It could cause diarrhea, mess with their body's blood sugar. Even if the cinnamon isn't sugar, leads to diarrhea, vomiting, increased or decreased heart rate. It could even cause liver disease, but many times they will choke on cinnamon, according to the American Kennel Club. All right, what else can they not eat? don't give them garlic. Don't give them onions, leeks, chives, garlic. Garlic is part of the allium family. They say it's 5 times more toxic to dogs than the rest of the allium plants. Garlic can create anemia in dogs, causes side effects such as pale gums, elevated heart rate, weakness, and collapsing. They say poisoning from garlic and onions could have delayed symptoms. So if you think your dog ate some on Thanksgiving, and now we're into December, let's say, watch the dog, okay? Because they could get sick a few days later. Now, some of you will say, I don't give my dog garlic. Yeah, you do. When you give the dog stuffing, what if you basted the turkey in onion and garlic, and sometimes I throw some apples in there, and, you know, but that kind of, that they'll get garlic in them. So that's not good at all. Ice cream. They say do not share ice cream with your dog. Canines do not digest dairy very well. They also have a slight intolerance to lactose. So when your dog toots, all right, it's probably because of the milk products. So lactose remembers the sugar in milk products. Frozen yogurt, they say, may be a better alternative if your dog really, really wants to have what you're doing. But they say what you can do if you want to give them a treat is freeze chunks of strawberries, raspberries, apples, pineapples, and you could give those to the dog if they want a sweet, icy treat. Guys, dogs don't want cold treats. Dogs want meat, okay? Almonds. They say pecans, walnuts, macadamia nuts are some of the most toxic, but almonds can also. They can block the esophagus. They can tear open the windpipe if not chewed completely. Salted almonds are very dangerous because of the water retention, and dogs are more prone to heart disease, so don't do that. Of course, macadamia nuts are some of the most poisonous foods for dogs. Macadamia nuts are part of the Protaceae family, so it can cause vomiting, increased blood pressure, inability to walk, lethargy, tiredness, vomiting, but they could affect the nervous system. They say cashews you could probably get away with for dogs, but only a few at a time. Cashews have calcium, magnesium, antioxidants, proteins, and they have less fat than walnuts, almonds, and pecans. But they could still cause weight gain. Make sure they're not salted. Okay, so avoid onions, garlic, avocado in dogs. Avoid raisins, grapes, chocolate, cinnamon, ice cream, almonds, macadamia nuts, alcohol. Don't be giving your dog alcohol. A drunk dog is not funny. Nutmeg, mushrooms. Mushrooms can cause seizures. Energy drinks. Don't be giving your dog an energy drink. Why would you do that? And then, of course, fatty fried foods. Now, what about Fluffy? Your little kitty cat. Kitty cats can also eat meat, fish, great little kitty cat, they. They can even eat vegetables, even though most don't want it. They can eat eggs. They can eat cheese. They can eat butter. Apparently, they can eat dairy products better than dogs. What they can't do is the raw fish, raw meat, raw eggs. Don't give anything raw to your kitty cats. Don't give them artificial sweeteners. Don't give them coffee, tea, or energy drinks. Raw cookie dough. Do not let either your dog or your cat eat raw cookie dough. It ferments. That's not good. Now, what about Nemo? What if some of you guys bring Nemo fish with you? Excuse me, Nemo fish? Fishies can have little vegetables. They can even cook rice. You can even put little meat in there, but you got to get out of the tank because they leave sediments within the water. And then some of you guys have a parakeet. I sincerely doubt I would share any of my turkey with a parakeet. I doubt a parakeet would want to eat another bird. But they like dried fruits, vegetables. They can even eat some bread. They even like nuts. The nuts have to be chopped up without a shell. So I hope that helps. That's what you can feed your dogs, cats. What to feed the mother-in-law? That I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia
Radio Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I haven't done a movie review in a while because I haven't gone to the movies. I haven't gone to the movies in a very, very long time. So my kids wanted to see that movie, Arrival. It has Amy Adams and the guy who's in the Avengers, and it was in one of the Bourne movies. I forget his name. I think his last name is Rennie. He's a real good actor. It's just I don't know his name. He's really, really good. So we went to this Arrival movie, and I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know it was, you know, a baby coming out of a birth canal, or did it have to be, or was it, I didn't know, but I guess it was some space type of alien movie. So once I figured that out, I'm like, okay, this is going to be a real good, you know, sci-fi flick. I don't know. There were some good parts to it, but it really had to do with the baby in there, and the baby, it's just sad, and I really wasn't expecting that. I don't like to go to movies that make you sad. It wasn't even a chick flick, and we got to get rid of the whole chick flick thing, because a lot of us women don't like those movies either. I guess the definition of a chick flick, okay, this is coming from a chick, is where the movie kind of caters to girls. It makes you cry. But the key component to a chick flick is the average guy doesn't want to see it. But he goes because he thinks that he's going to get sex afterwards because you are going to be so distraught or horny or whatever. So guys take girls to chick flick movies if they think they're going to get some. That's really what a chick flick is. This movie had none of that. I mean, it was, and the main star was her. I think is an excellent actress. Amy Adams, she can act. She's very good. But it's just, I mean, my sons had wanted to see this movie, and so with my husband and my two boys, and they were like, you know, this isn't really, you know, where's all the pew pew pew, you know, shootings, and I was like, I agree. I hope you guys didn't take us to this movie for this. Now, Assassin's Creed with Michael Fassbender, chick flick. Okay, even though a lot of guys want to see it, for me, watching Michael Fassbender for 2 hours, oh yeah, my husband better have the Viagra ready. That's all I could say. Okay, and Assassin's Creed's not supposed to be a chick flick, you see? So do you guys kind of see where we're going here? Steel Magnolias, Pretty Woman, those would be kind of considered chick flicks type of thing. But I say let's just get rid of that because I think it's insulting to women, because most of us women really like movies where there's a Michael Fassbender or a, I mean, in the 80s, I would see a Sylvester Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, Jean-Claude Van Damme movie any day. Do you think I wanted to see Desperately Seeking Susan in the 80s? Oh, hell no. I didn't want to see a movie about Madonna. And her videos were enough. What was also a real big chick flick in the 80s? The Traveling Sister Pants? I don't know. No, that had to have been later. That had to have been 90s. I don't even know because I didn't really want to see. I like seeing the action type stuff. So anyway, so 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, some of us run. I used to run, and I wanted to make sure that my shoes were really cushioned. Well, now they're saying if you have a lot more cushion and you're pushing in your shoes, you are more likely to hurt yourself. Yeah, I got a lot more cushion in my tush. But that's not going to hurt me for now. They say, oh, yeah, by the way, I broke my toe this weekend. Oh, I'm so mad. Yeah, I broke my toe. What I was doing, I was getting ready to work out, and I was starting to stretch out, and I hit my foot against the box, and that toe went 180 degrees, and I got a broken toe. I'm so mad. Anyway, okay, so they say joggers tend to land on their heels. This increases their loading rate, the impact of them hitting the ground. Experts say this force makes them more likely to suffer an injury during their early morning run or their late night jog. While those who run barefoot or with minimal support put most of their body weight onto the ball of their foot. If you put it onto the ball of your foot, you're at less risk. Now, I still don't know what the hell this has to do with, softness of the shoe. Researchers from the University of Exeter compared how quickly the force acts when runners' feet hit the ground. This has been previously shown to influence injury risk. They assessed 29 runners and found significantly lower rates for those who wore so-called minimal trainers and landed on the ball of their feet. Well, that makes sense. You don't want to land on your heel. Anyway, this was compared. So this is 29 runners. So this is a real big study here. They compared this to normal running shoes. Lead researcher Dr. Hannah Rice of the University of Exeter. That would, you know, when I hear University of Exeter, I think of University of Exeter. I think of X-Men. Why do I think of X-Men with University of Exeter? Was it called Exeter and X-Men? Anybody know X-Men? Or was it Xavier University? I don't know. I got to look that up. What is the university? I think it's Exeter. Anyway, so Dr. Hannah Rice, University of Exeter, who, I don't know, maybe a mutant or not, said so many people use running as a means of reducing the risk of chronic diseases, but about 3/4 of runners typically get injured in a year. I did. I fell all the time. They said footwear is easily modifiable, but many runners are misguided when it comes to buying new trainers. This research shows that running in minimal shoes and landing on the balls of your feet reduces loading rates and may therefore reduce the risk of injury. This is what I'd like to know. What's going on with your discs in your back? Okay, I used to run a lot. I ran a lot. And your discs, okay, are your shock absorbers for your vertebrae, right? I call them almohados de los huesos, the pillows of the bones. But basically, they're discs in between the vertebrae. And so as the vertebrae go up and down, rather than hitting each other and hurting the nerves, they're cushioned. Well, I don't know what the hell I did with all my running, but my back is messed up. And I don't think it had to do with my Nikes or my Reeboks. They say modern-day runners and cushioned footwear tend to land on the heel, known as rear foot strike. For those who run barefoot are more likely to land on the ball of the foot, forefoot strike. Now, this would make sense with this forefoot strike because, remember, there was a study, multiple studies, saying if you run on the beach barefoot, it's better than running in shoes on the asphalt, and it's because of the way you put your weight on the ball of the foot. Rear foot strike runners experience an abrupt vertical impact force every time the foot lands on the ground. This impact force is often missing when running with a forefoot strike. Okay, I don't know. Total force seems to be similar between foot strikes and wearing modern cushion trainers. So basically what they're saying you know what, they say just wear good shoes, but shoes that aren't super, you know what, any of us who run don't buy those shoes. We don't run, nobody likes running in shoes that have very thick cushion anyway. I think we all figured this out without the X-Men having to figure it out for us. Okay, I think we all know that. I like to get my running shoes, they're thinner. And it just makes more sense. You don't want something messing with your foot. Okay, I mean, I knew that. Did you all know that? Okay, some of us like hummus. And Sabra does a pretty good hummus. Well, Sabra Dipping Company has recalled some of its hummus. That's how it's pronounced, hummus. Made before November 7th because they feel that the products might have been contaminated with Listeria monocytogenes, which is a bacterium that can cause serious illness. Look, if the Israelis aren't worried about it, I'm not worried about it. Listen, Israelis have tough stomachs. My dad would eat hummus that fell on the floor. He didn't care. Stomach was fine. The recalled items were shipped to various retailers in the United States and Canada, had a best date before January 23rd. So your classic hummus, the caramelized iron hummus, the hummus with pretzels, the hummus pine nut, the hummus red pepper, the hummus supremely spicy, and the hummus Tuscan herb. I love hummus. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve. A revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.